Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, October 15th. Once again, the fog will be rolling through the land, setting up a scenic day and some possible delays. The mountains are peaking foliage-wise, or at least close to it, so I suggest you get out and enjoy them while you can. The end of next week should be about peak time for Columbia County. A high of 75 is expected today around 2 p.m. Some rain will be pushing towards us all day and should reach us by about 3 p.m. and continue all night as temperatures fall to 64 degrees. Tomorrow, the rain will continue getting stronger in the afternoon, bringing along some thunder. A high of 73 is expected. Saturday night, the rain keeps going as temperatures fall to 50 degrees. Sunday, the rain appears to linger with a high of only 59 degrees. The nearest possible snowfall today will be 1,600 miles away near Aspen, Colorado. Looking to next week, the hottest temperature in long range is 75 degrees. The coldest temperature in long range is 43 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium and will tumble over the weekend with the approaching rain. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 6:02 a.m., high tide at 11:49 a.m., low tide again at 6:19 p.m. Again, those times are for Friday, October 15. Today's river temperature will be 65 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:02 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:04 a.m. Looking way up, we see that comet 29P Schwassmann-Wachmann hanging out in a solar orbit just past Jupiter. Appears to be the most volcanically active body in the solar system. Discovered in 1927, the comet has been seen erupting cryomagma on a regular basis, as much as 20 times a year. Solar wind speed is currently 367.4 kilometers per second at 10 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime and fair for nighttime. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4. Unsettled. And that is mostly because we still have a glancing CME approaching us. The current sunspot number is 26. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And if you have found this report useful in any way, well, that is just a part of WGXE and its commitment to you and your neighbors. If you feel like helping us keep the lights on, tell your friends about us, and please consider heading on over to WGXE.org. And while you're checking out one of our many fine podcasts, consider hitting that donate button.